Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for joining us this morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson at 7:03. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out this morning. Hawks beat the 76ers 120-117. They're going to play again Thursday against the Hornets. Congrats to Fernando Mendoza. He's the first quarterback out of Indiana to win the Heisman. Alabama coach Kalen DeBoer says he has no interest in other vacancies.
That's what you get.
Patrick Mahomes suffered a torn ACL during the fourth quarter against the Chargers. On top of that, the Chiefs are out of the playoffs for the first time since 2014. And Mike is going to play GM for the Falcons in a moment. But I got to tell you guys, I met the luckiest woman over the weekend.
All right.
I've been going out to these Kia dealerships every single weekend. We give out the ultimate tailgate kits, a 50-inch 4K smart TV, a Yeti cooler, tent chairs, whole shebang. I call her name out. She comes over and is like, oh my gosh, I'm just blessed. I'm blessed. I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, I just won $35,000 from my credit union to buy a car, and that's why I'm here today.
Stop it.
Yes. She won that, and then she won the ultimate tailgate kit.
Not only was she playing with house money, but she played with house money and then won the ultimate tailgate kit. That's crazy.
I know, and Daryl, our salesperson here at Odyssey, was like, touch me. I need some of that luck.
I was going to say, for real. I remember reading a few years ago that there was a lady, I believe it was in Maryland, that won the lottery 3 times in a matter of 5 years.
What?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
And it wasn't like the jumbo jackpot. It's like some scratcher that she always bought one. And it was, I think all three of the jackpots were like maybe $150,000. And I remember reading that going, that is, because I always struggle playing the lottery.
Yeah.
One time I heard the statistic that you're much more likely to actually get in a bad car accident on the way to buy a lottery ticket than you are to win the lotto. And I was like, all right, I'm done. I was like, I'm done.
That's all I needed to hear.
Yeah, that's all I needed to hear. I'd rather take my odds. You know what I mean? I mean, it is what it is. It's like the whole, you know, plane crash thing. Like, you're more likely to get in an accident driving to the airport than you are to actually be in a plane crash.
The statistics are against you, but if you don't play, you can't win.
Right. I know. And, you know, this is actually part of my mic'd up here coming up in just a little bit about the tactics when it comes to these kind of things. But yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable. Shout out to her. What a great weekend.
Unbelievable.
What a great weekend.
There are just some people that just win things all the time. I have a girlfriend that just wins things to the point where, like, she'll get a call from a store or something like, hey, we pulled your name from the raffle. And it's like, oh yeah, no problem.
My cousin Nate's like that. He can talk himself into any situation at any time. Like he's one of those people that like always walks on the edge of like doing too much. Like he walked, I'll never forget this story. I think he was in New Orleans. He flew into New Orleans or something. And there was a guy holding a sign at the airport that was looking for this big time music producer named like Big Daddy or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he like walks up to the driver and hands him his bags. He walked up to the limo driver holding the sign and like handed him his bags and got in a ride and got it.
He's like, yeah, I'm Big Daddy.
Yeah. He was just like, hey, man, what's going on? Just rolled off in the limo.
Just
bro.
Completely finessed the limo.
Bro,
ride.
And like, what's the limo driver supposed to do? Check his ID?
Right.
Does it say Big Daddy on it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's probably someone you're supposed to recognize.
This whole thing, right. This whole thing, like, he got this whole ride. He like went to this hotel and couldn't check in or whatever. But the guy had like all this whole setup for him to like have all this these events and stuff. And
dang.
He just like lived the dream for like an hour. You know what I mean? He's just like, yeah. But I'm like, dude, how could you? Like, I would never be able to finesse my way into a situation.
No,
like that.
But confidence like, will get you everywhere.
100%.
Yeah. That's the thing just, people always say is like, as long as you look like you know what you're doing and look like you are where you're supposed to be, then nobody's going to question
you. Act like you belong.
Act
like you belong and just keep walking, baby.
Well, remember the couple that got into the White House dinner that one time?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
They were real, like, one of them was on Real Housewives of D.C.
That's insane.
They just walked in, just acted like they were supposed to be there.
But I know we got to get the facts. But that lady, at the same time, she wasn't trying to like finesse her way in, right? She just thought she was that important.
I mean, she maintains that.
Okay.
If you go back and watch the Real Housewives, which I know you won't, they knew. They could not find the invitation. We don't know where it is.
I can't tell you how many times my wife, because she watches the same thing you do, and she's like, "You ever heard of? You ever heard of Chris?" Jones, and I'm like, maybe, he's married to Nancy. And I'm like, I don't even, like, who are we talking about right now? He played like 10 years for the Broncos. You never heard of him? I'm like, no, man, I didn't follow that guy's career. I'm sorry. Oh man. There is a guy in there that used to play left tackle at Alabama.
On the Real Housewives of Potomac?
I think so. Yeah, yeah, Chris Samuels is his name.
Yes, he is on it.
Yeah, he was Allen Trophy winner.
Potomac?
Yeah.
Potomac, yeah.
Where is he? Oh, DC, okay.
Yeah. So she's like, I mean, she acts like I know the guy. I'm like, I don't know anything about Chris Samuels. He played for the Washington football team for, I don't know, 12 years and was a very, really good left tackle.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's all I know.
Yeah, they call him Big Boy on the show.
No kidding. That's what they call him?
They do.
No, stop. Okay, I don't want to know
from
anymore.
From Big Daddy to Big Boy.
I don't want to know anymore.
All right, Mike, we're going to play You're the GM. All right, because you brought this up earlier, and it kind of got my mind wandering. Like, as far as next year, next season, what are we building to? So today, if you had Terry's job, you are GM, what move are you making first? Are you going after Bijan's extension, Kyle? What's happening?
Okay, I just want to throw this out there as a caveat to this conversation. This has nothing to do with the coaching situation. All right, so people are going to look at this and go, well, you got to figure out who your coach is first.
Right.
I'm talking about players. All right, let's talk about players for just a little bit. Because I think it is interesting. Not only do you have a number of players that are going to be coming up and, you know, their contracts are up. David Onyemata's contract's up. Kyle Pitts, we just talked about, his contract's up. Caden Ellis, Tyler Allgeier, Leonard Floyd. Arnold Ebiketie, Troy Anderson, D. Alford, like all these guys, their contracts are up. They are all free agents next year. You also, and you just asked it, so I'll go ahead and hammer home the first move I'm making. You sign Drake London to whatever money he wants. I'm just throwing it out there. Drake London is going to get the first shot at having an extension. You know, he's just one of those guys that I have no idea where you are as a football team or as an offense next year without Drake London and Bijan Robinson. You just, like, I don't know. I really like guys that are under contract, like Lindstrom and Jake. I think they're really good football players. But I think that there's sometimes you look at them and go, are they elite? Here's the one thing I do know about this offense next year. Drake London, no matter what the offense is, no matter what routes he's running, he can catch the football, and he is elite at least two different things, right? He's going to get open, and if he doesn't, he's going to go catch the football. So the first thing I would do next year is sign Drake London to an extension this offseason, go ahead and get it knocked out. Probably should have already been done by now. The guy is just unbelievable in the way he goes about things. And, you know, he just, I, like I said, I don't know where we're at as a team without talking about him.
Okay. And then where do you go? I mean, we've got a quarterback situation going on.
Yeah. And that's what you got to start working out the X's and O's. So you're going to try to figure out Bijan's long term future. It's crazy that we're already talking about year three with Bijan Robinson. Now, he'll have a fifth year option coming up after next year, and that'll be part of the conversation. But you're going to have to make the decision on the fifth year option coming up now, right? Just like we did on Drake London last year, where you're going to have Bijan Robinson, you're going to go, all right, you got him under contract for 26, but 27 is a fifth-year option. I think that's the most slam dunk thing I've ever even heard of to go ahead and extend him and then start working towards whatever contract extensions under Bijan, but it won't happen this offseason. But that's the next move you make. You go ahead and sign off for Bijan's fifth-year option, and then that's when you start working towards the quarterback spot.
Okay.
Right, and so I think that Kirk Cousins, I understand that there is a – there's going to be a lot of dead money either way. You're going to have to figure out where the offset language comes in the contract, because there is offset language with his $10 million that he is guaranteed for next year. I have heard and seen and read multiple things about what exactly his cap hit is for next season. And I've heard anywhere from $57 million to $30 million to $10 million. I think that you're going to be dealing with $30 million in dead money. But I don't know how, with the price tag that he is, without knowing the coaching situation, I don't know how you bring him back. And I've said that multiple times, the numbers just cannot work out with all the other money you need and all the other positions you need, the lack of draft picks. I don't know how you look at Kirk Cousins and go, yep, this is a guy we have to bring back under that amount of money.
Right.
Because I think if you're paying him, you're getting up to $60 million. And $10 million that guaranteed, you can offset that if he signs somewhere else. I would imagine he probably will. I don't foresee them being able to move any money around with Kirk Cousins. I don't see how they would look at him and go, hey, man, can you do us a favor?
Just a little per diem.
Be great. How about a little discount? I don't know why on earth that Kirk Cousins would ever sign up to do that, given everything else that's gone on here with him. But it is what it is. So I don't think he's going to be here. So you go out and you find somebody. I would have to imagine that the contract they're looking for next year is a veteran player who is not like extremely cheap. You're $5 million right now for $5 million per year for a veteran backup in the NFL. I would have to imagine you're looking somewhere in the 10 to 20 range. Very, very much a contract that screams like, and I'm not saying bring these guys in. I'm just talking about the money. You look at the money being passed around to like Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, which his was offset, Jameis Winston, some of these guys that are getting like two-year $20 million contracts, two-year $30 million contracts, things like that. I think that's probably what you'd look for. Now, granted, the problem with this and the nuance with this conversation is the quarterback you're going to bring in next year is only going to start for a little bit until Penix is healthy.
Exactly.
That ship has sailed. Like, you've tied yourself as an organization to Michael Penix. When he comes back, he will be the quarterback. But I think you also have to have a veteran presence in there, like a Kirk Cousins, that knows what the offense is supposed to be and knows what the offense is doing. Like we said just a minute ago, that all depends on who's the offensive coordinator, who's the quarterback coach, who's the wide receiver coach, and everything that comes along with it. But we still need to develop Michael Penix. He still has to be developed. He was not developed this year, and then he got hurt. Wasn't developed last year. And all the things that he still needs to do, you still need a veteran in that room. So whether that's a Garoppolo, whether that's a, I don't even know. But I just don't think you move forward and say, all right, we'll just keep Easton stick around, and he'll be our backup. That's not what I would roll forward with. So.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Do you think at this point in time, like, Terry does have a short list of guys he's going to be looking at?
I think they always do.
Yeah.
I think they always have a forward-facing – I would hope so anyways. I mean, I know there's Falcons fans rolling around right now, rolling their eyes going, yeah, you got way too much belief, man. I would hope that they always keep a list in their back pocket for any kind of scenario where they rank quarterbacks in the league, rank veteran quarterbacks in the league, rank undrafted free agents or guys that are free agents right now. They always have, like, the next list up. And we've heard from him multiple times this year, hey, you guys signed a wide receiver – was that direct reflection of how you felt about the performance last week? No. We do this every Tuesday where we bring in a contingent of guys, kickers. We've heard from it a number of times this year. So I would hope that Terry and Kyle and all those other people involved in this situation, yes, I would think they have an ongoing list, and hopefully they find a guy at the top that can just bridge the gap.
Yeah.
And just bridge the gap for a little bit. I don't need some kind of game wrecker making $50 million a year. A lot of people are going to throw around names like Kyler Murray. I just don't know that I'm willing to pay for a guy that probably thinks he's going to be a starter next year in the league. I don't think we have that much money. So we'll see what happens.
Well, if you have any thoughts on this short list, go ahead and tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. Coming up next, Philip Rivers did make his return yesterday. We'll get into it when we go in the huddle next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.